The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the Minister for Justice is expected to bring a bill to Cabinet to overhaul the state's asylum system. One of the many new changes include new plans proposed by Jim O'Callaghan that will see refugee families having to wait 3 years before they can be reunited with spouses in Ireland. So will this proposed bill help reduce the number of asylum seekers coming to Ireland, or perhaps fan the flames of far-right rhetoric? For more on this, I'm joined by Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central and party spokesperson on Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you were part of the pre-legislative...
I'm a member of the Justice Committee.
Yeah. So you had a look at this.
We would have had a look at the initial stages of the bill. So for your listeners, you might remember that Ireland signed up to the Migration Pact last year. Yeah. As part of that Migration Pact, we have to bring that into Irish law, which is scheduled to come into force by the 7th of June. That is under the heading of the International Protection Bill 2025. We are supposed to get some look at it, the stages of the bill, when it comes before the committee. I mean, but when this bill was brought before the committee, Pat, there was nothing in it. I mean, any of the people there was the heads of bill were missing. There was nothing in relation to detention. There was absolutely nothing in relation to what we're going to talk about
now. I cannot just fire it back at them and say this is not good enough.
This is my problem. Jim O'Callaghan is, I've never seen a person fail as upwards as Jim O'Callaghan has been doing. To all intents and purposes, I'm told he's doing great. But then when I actually see the outcomes of that, such as this bill we're going to be discussing, it's an absolute shambles.
Jim doesn't sit down at his desk and write this stuff. Jim, he's got officials doing it. So they sent it to him. Should he not send it back to them before
he
it goes to you?
He absolutely should have, and which is why the Justice Committee sent it back saying, what are we supposed to do with this? There's so much missing. Even things in relation to, like, we're supposed to get 12 down to 12 weeks now. If a person comes here seeking international protection, they're supposed to be treated within 12 weeks and sent back. We now have a scenario where we have this new term called legal counselling, whereas previously you'd get access to a barrister, you'd get access to a lawyer. Now it's a legal counsellor. The definition of legal counsellor doesn't exist in Irish law. We've had the Bar Council of Ireland asking us, we don't know what this is.
Well, what rank are they to be selected from? Are they solicitors? Are they barristers?
We have no knowledge. In this bill that we're going to discuss, the International Protection Bill, there is the capacity for detention of children who are in the refugee system. But there was no information as to where these children would be detained, how potentially they would be detained, who would look after them, the role of TUSLA, if TUSLA has or doesn't have a role. None of this was there. So today I see the headline, and Jack Horgan-Jones is a fantastic journalist, so I'm sure he was briefed well by somebody from the department, in relation to this now 3 years for, if you are eligible for refugee protection status in this country, you'll now have to wait 3 years before you can bring a family member. And look, if your listener is sitting at home, you might say, look, we are... whatever the word might be, someone used the word overboard, and I certainly wouldn't. But then you break down into it and say, well, actually, family refugee reunification accounts for less than 1% of our total inward migration in this country. Last year, it was about just under 600. The year before that was under 900. And this is what the headline of the paper will be today, because this is what Jim O'Callaghan and the department want you to believe is happening, because it creates the impression that we're being tough on immigration, when actually we're just failing miserably. And this International Protection Bill, which will be one of the most significant changes in Irish law in the history of the state, is to come into law in June. There is not going to be time to scrutinise that bill appropriately between now and June, given all the sessions that we'll need.
Is it your belief that what the minister's bringing to Cabinet tomorrow is, if you like, nearly the finished article?
No, absolutely. I would be shocked if it is nearly the finished article. Because, I mean, when we had the session in front of the committee just over 2 months ago, I mean, the bill was nowhere near finished. But even take, for example, again, a person would need to have their asylum process finished in 12 weeks. There is a health screening process as part of this process. Now, if I say to you there's a health screening process, you might say, well, where are we going to get the doctors? And I promise you, that's what the doctors and the health unions are also saying too. We don't have to
stop. Yeah, but what does health screening involve? If you come from an area where, for example, TB is endemic, you can check someone for TB. But what else are they looking for?
I promise you it involves a doctor and a nurse at a very minimum. Sure. And we don't have that staff. So, I mean, the things that you might be looking for, there's also things that are more harder to define. Trauma. A person who might be an amputee from having a limb blown off. These are all going to be very difficult to define. And if you're telling me that bill will be in full place by June the 7th, I mean...
Is this really about trying to stop economic migrants? In other words, the problem, they might talk about refugees, war-torn, et cetera, but really what they're saying is we got people coming in who are sound in wind and limb, who are running from nothing really, but they want a better life, which is what the Irish did over the last couple of hundred years.
I think that's completely fine, but we should have better access to work visas. I think that's something we're also getting failed. But if that is the case, this measure announced today, which is the extension of the 3 years for family reunification, that only actually impacts people who have gone through the process and have found to be worthy of refugee status. So they would have had to sit in front, they would have had to lay out their trauma, they would have had to say what happened in wherever it may be that they've came from. And then is it right under the Geneva Convention as part of family resettlement that if you are eligible for refugee status in a country that you can bring your, and it's only immediate family, it's your husband, it's your spouse, immediate spouse, it's a child under 18. In a scenario where it's a child under 18 who's been given a status, they can bring their parent. But
now, when you talk about eligible as distinct from qualifying, I mean, there are two different approaches to this. One, on the face of it, someone might be eligible because they come from somewhere where there's a war going on, but it might turn out that they were actually living in a safe part of whatever it is, and therefore they don't qualify.
So that's if somebody has arrived in a part of, and travelled here from a part of Europe outside of Dublin's
part. Yeah, no, Dublin or even from their own country, if the part of Nigeria is perfectly safe, for example, and yet they're claiming they need to come here for their own safety.
The qualifying criteria is not based on location. It's actually based on six grounds of eligibility. If you are being persecuted based on your race, gender, ethnicity, if you can demonstrate, however that may be, that there is a conflict happening in your locality, that you are at risk of being killed or harmed from.
That's but if you see what happened in Nigeria with the abduction of people and so on, everyone in Nigeria might say, we're going to Ireland.
Yeah, and I don't think that has been the case. I do think we've had, I think people have come here, the process is quite tough. I don't think one of the things we don't actually go into is actually how tough this process is. People have waited for years in the system.
Which is an unfairness in itself.
It's so unfair, like it's grotesquely unfair. But that's the problem that I see with people like Jim O'Callaghan, our Minister for Justice, Simon Harris, with their interventions now. They're pointing at the queue rather than trying to fix the system that's creating it. I mean, I don't doubt for a second people need to be treated more efficiently, fairly, but they're presiding over a system that doesn't have the appropriate level of staff and that doesn't have the appropriate level of facilities. I mean, we still haven't had the Catherine Day report that talked about state reception centres. We were supposed to have six of them, then it was nine. We still have one, and I mean, it was dubiously acquired. But like, that's a failure of the state. It's not a failure of the people in the queue.
What do you think our approach should be then?
So firstly, I don't think the migration pact is suitable for Ireland.
But we've signed up to it.
We've signed up for it, but we can still hopefully, I think
this means there may be a Rwanda situation where people will be processed outside the EU.
There is that capacity, and I mean, we voted against this in the Social Democrats on human rights grounds, but there's also more practical grounds in the sense that we have a border with the north where Jim O'Callaghan and others consistently tell us over 80% of people are coming down through the north. Well, the migration pact is actually not going to do anything to address that.
What's the Social Democrats' solution to that particular problem?
So in terms of that particular problem, obviously, now this, I'm not going to get it because this is complicated and I'm not going to tell you I have quick solutions to this. You would like to have a return scheme with the UK, but under the present UK direction, that looks very difficult. So within that, I'd like to see people being able to apply for international protection at borders in terms of our ports, at airports. We should have great capacity there. If somebody does come down and goes through Mount Street, we should give them all the care that you need while their process is being done fast.
But sure, but that's an invitation, isn't it, to everybody who manages to get to the UK, off to Northern Ireland, cross the border at any one of, 200 crossing points?
It's a difficult one, Pat, but that's one of the reasons why I say this is never easy. I mean, we have the Good Friday Agreement that required free movement. That's why there's no simple solutions, regardless of what Sinn Féin will say, regardless of what the government say. There is no simple solution to this. The only thing is we can do is actually adhere to our obligations under international law, treat people fairly, efficiently. We do need to make more kind of diplomatic relations with other countries in terms of returns. Voluntary returns has worked quite well, and it hasn't worked well because Jim O'Callaghan has given an extra 10,000. That has proven not to be true. Voluntary returns were already high before September and they haven't increased. So voluntary returns are working quite well. Treat people with respect, let them hear them out, and then process their applications with dignity.
Now, there was an argument that things were actually pretty, almost too generous here compared to our other EU neighbours, and that's why people came. There was a pull factor in Ireland, and then people who came found themselves lying on the streets in tents, so it wasn't as warm a welcome as they might have anticipated, and that did impact on the numbers coming in. So the argument might be made by people in the department, if we make things pretty unpleasant and difficult for people, they won't come.
See, but I actually disagree with that. That's what impacted on the numbers coming in. So Jim O'Callaghan again looked a big strong man. We will make things hard that way people come. Actually, throughout Europe, where there was a decline after COVID, after the initial stages of what was happening in Ukraine and Belarus flooding Europe with refugees, the trends have declined significantly. Ireland was an outlier the year before last in terms of actually numbers going up. And that was a consequence of Britain's the policy in terms of harsher policies. But we were an outlier. Trends have gone down significantly across Europe. And that's one of the problems with migration. It does happen in flows and ebbs and waves. You cannot control it simply with saying we'll make things tough. And that's going to become increasingly more difficult for us. We need to develop our own processes, our own state reception centres and our own capacity. Look, the main indication where people need to be deported, that's part of any natural immigration process.
But shouldn't it happen more quickly than it has been happening? In other words, if someone after 6 years finds they have no right to be here, by which time their children are growing, they speak English as their primary language, you send them back to some country where they don't even understand the language, although they may have relatives. That's an unfairness in itself.
So unfair.
So how do you speed up the process so you give people a fair hearing, but do it quickly?
A fair hearing, you do it quickly. That requires staffing. That requires staffing in the International Protection Office, and it requires staffing in the International Appeals Office, where our staffing is nowhere near where it should be. You do it fairly, you do it quickly, and we can't have a scenario where children who've been in here for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, who are in their skills systems, who are learning their language, all of a sudden find themselves back in a country that they've no connection to. I think we can do a lot better than that.
Okay, so you want the minister to call a halt to this? Or
I want the minister to get a grip of himself and get in front of this and understand how complicated this whole thing is. Get in front of the Justice Committee. Let's spend the next 5 months going through this, meticulously get it right, because it's so important.
Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, party spokesman for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. Gary, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.